This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I read a touching story this week written by a young girl by the name of Megan. She's from Florida. She says, December 26th, 2006, this is a date I will never forget. Marks a huge turning point in my life, one that has made me who I am. You see, December 26, 2006 was the day my dad left our family and moved to New York. I was 10 at the time, but to me, my dad moving away felt like the end of the world. It wasn't, of course, the end of the world. But I didn't know that, which, just as an aside, things that happen in the life of a child, just that like happened in your childhood, you look back now and say, well, it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was then. Every time I've talked to a husband and father or wife and mother who said, hey, we're getting a divorce, but the kids are fine, I said, let me talk to your kids in 10 years. Let me talk to them in 20 years and see how they reflect on what you say is no big deal. And it's amazing. I have talked to the children whose parents said it's no big deal. They said, I was traumatized by it. No big deal. Never the same since that day happened. But the parents said they were fine, but they were traumatized by it. We need to be careful of what we think we're doing in life. The choices we make are no big deal because, like to Megan, it was the end of her world. You've had things happen in your life that you thought were the end of your world. You lose a job and feel like it's the end of the world. You lose your spouse and it's the end of the world. You lose a child and it's the end of the world. A lot of things can happen in life where people have an end of the world feeling or end of the world experience. Tragen is from Utah. He writes an interesting paragraph for a young man. He said, the government wants me to believe in change, in a brighter future. I squint and I squint, and I just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Instead, I hear that we're currently entering a period of human-induced destruction, resource depletion, and mass extinction. Everything I learn in school, work, media, day-to-day life paints a picture of a world heading for catastrophe. And I understand what he's saying. That's why, more than ever, if that's what people are exposed to, they need 1 Thessalonians 5. Because of what Paul says at the very end of it, verse 11, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. This news about the second coming of Christ, as I mentioned last week, isn't meant to scare us or frighten us or terrify us. We're to encourage one another with the news. Look at verse 10. We'll close with this. Jesus died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. God's mission statement for your life, the Lord's mission statement for your life is that you be with him, that you come to him in faith and repentance, you come to him in obedience, and you come to him accepting everything who he is through his son, Jesus Christ. As we say so often, it's all about coming home to the Father through the Son. It's all about coming home to the Father through the Son. That little college town said, the minister said, we'll pretend we know you. Bring your parents. The bar said, we'll pretend we don't know you. The day of the Lord, no pretense either way. You either with the Lord or you're not. Decide. Decide that I'm going to be a man or woman who knows Christ and I'm prepared. I'm ready for the Lord to come. Let's pray together.
Well, my friend, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you personally, just right now talking to you, have you made the decision to come to Christ, to believe in everything that he is, everything that he did on the cross? Why? What difference does it make? It means everything. If the Christ who came is the Christ who's coming, the most important thing in the world is for you to know him. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.